Testing. Testing. 1, 2. Hey. This man bobbing his head like he a bobblehead. Forgot how to fucking do the intro.
Niggas fucking up.
Damn. I kind of forgot how to do the intro, and I'm gonna leave that in there though. But hey, everybody, it is Joseph, aka Rockstar Joe, and joining me as always.
Here, what up, y'all? CAKC Murder back at it again.
Man, ladies and gentlemen, I would apologize, but I'm sorry, I can't. Niggas been bullshitting, niggas been relaxing and living life and just on this end, definitely just loving the fatherhood of just, yeah, I'm just loving fatherhood right now. I know the inconsistency has definitely been there for a minute, and I am definitely wanting to say, this is my promise to you, the people, the listener, that nigga gonna get back on consistency, man. We gonna get back to the usual programming of releasing weekly content or bi-weekly content.
We gonna see.
Behind the scenes, now I've been actually, all jokes aside, I've been working behind the scenes to develop a plan. So what I'm trying to get used to doing is basically releasing at least 4 episodes a month. So that means, you know, secret behind the scenes, we can literally spend a Saturday fucking recording 3 episodes. And then that gives me enough time to make edits, make it sound better, make it sound sweet, and then periodically release them. So the intentions is definitely there, because I'm telling you, there's been some, you know, when shit has been different, when your therapist tell you, my nigga, you need to get back into therapy. I mean, not therapy, get back into podcasting.
Yeah,
like you, that's just something. I'm like, yeah, I'm taking my signs from the universe, and I'm like, I'm gonna run with this. So there's definitely been some conversations I've been having at work, outside of work. Therapy itself, and man, I got a lot of shit to talk. Certain things I do, I can't be like Will Smith fucking my therapist. Like I
Will Smith was fucking his therapist
in Bad Boys. Okay. Yeah. And Jada didn't do shit about that.
Right. I mean, now that you say that, that could be why she was in that entanglement with August Alsina.
Look here, I'm not about to indulge in that. I'm trying to be mature.
Okay.
Right. I can't even take that shit seriously. I'm talking about trying to be mature. Exactly. The intentions of this episode is to be silly as fuck and ruthless. Like, come on, man. But nonetheless, like I said, consistency is definitely drawn up in the plan. I love having plans, and I'm going to try to stick to this. Niggas forgot to put their phone on vibrates.
No, I put my phone on silent.
Yikes. But, like I said, in all seriousness, trying to develop some consistency. Look out. Not even look out. Just watch the plan develop and unfold. Outside of that, my nigga, how have you been?
Oh, man.
And don't include my bae, Dominique.
We're not even about to stop this up because, you know what?
It wouldn't be an episode if I didn't.
It definitely wouldn't. It definitely wouldn't. But I have been lovely. I've been lovely. Other than being in the hospital.
Yikes.
3 times. Yikes. Once while I was home, and then twice while I was in Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow. What the fuck? Why you had to go?
Twice.
I mean, that's why I did ask you.
Yeah.
Was it worth, you know, not worth it, but will it be worth it? Because, you know.
Yeah, I mean, in all reality, I probably should have stayed home, because then I would have been able to get the rest that we should have just pushed it back. But, I mean, everything was already planned out. Mm-hmm. I was planning to leave, and I was like, fuck, I don't want to say I'm leaving and then don't leave. But it was fun. The trip was fun. Had some drama. It just wouldn't be a trip without drama. So it had some drama, but it wasn't enough drama where we was ready to fight or anything.
Gotcha.
Just, everybody was irritated because of one situation, and then yikes, it just came down. Everybody was cussing everybody out.
Yikes.
Yeah, everybody was cussing everybody out. And it, to me, it seemed like everything was coming at me.
Yikes.
Because at the time, Monte was outside smoking, and me and Jamel was in the house with the girls. Uh-huh. They was cooking and they was cooking and playing their music.
Uh-huh.
We was talking shit about their music like we did damn near every day.
Gotcha.
So I guess they had a lot going on. We was talking shit about their music nonstop.
Triggers.
And yeah, it triggered, and it was, but like when I say it felt like everything was coming at me.
Yikes.
Because I'm like, y'all coming at me, but Jamel is sitting here egging this shit on. Like when I say he's egging this shit on, every time I say something, he'll say something. Every time he'll say something, I say something. Every time they say something, I'm like, why y'all coming at me? This nigga sitting right here not saying, y'all ain't saying shit to him.
I mean, in their eyes, you may have been the leader, man, in that situation. You know, just.
No, he started the shit.
Nigga, it sounded like the way that you just told it, you started the shit.
Started it, and I just kept it going. And then it was like, they started hollering and screaming at me. I had PTSD, and I had, like, being yelled at doesn't really work good with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I. Good thing I have control over it now, because if it was a different time, I would have did a whole lot more. But I walked off, I cried because it hurt. Like, I'm not used to being yelled at like that, and it's like all the shit that was happening was just coming at me. I'm like, bruh, this shit is too much. But we talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, situation got dealt with. We still cool, and yeah, they know. They know for future references, don't yell at me, because I told them next time it's not going to be this night. Because
I'm happy to hear that story, because it sounds like growth is there.
Definitely.
Because, you know, as niggas, fuck it, we on some joking shit too. As niggas, to just blow up and retaliate and cuss out motherfuckers in return is a go-to.
Exactly.
But instead of taking that route, being able to walk off and have that moment of self just to let go of the emotions and you know, just to compose yourself is a great thing.
Right.
And the fact that y'all all came together and talk about that shit, even better. Because nowadays, people don't know how to fucking communicate in a healthy way.
Exactly. And they thought I left.
Yikes.
They thought I left. Because in her apartment, I guess, is the main floor with the kitchen and everything, and then upstairs with the bedrooms and bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I went outside, but I wasn't outside of the building. I was in the hallway on the stairs, just sitting there crying and by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knew where I was at. I turned my phone on vibrate. No, I turned my phone off.
Smart move.
And they was like, where this nigga at? His walk is still in here. How this nigga getting around? I was sitting on the stairs. Everybody came out talking about I gave him a heart attack. Because they
gave me a fucking heart attack.
The whole
nigga.
Time, everybody was making sure I was good, making sure I wasn't. I couldn't go and do anything by myself. I'm a grown ass man. I couldn't do anything by myself.
He's an old ass man,
but man. But all in all, we had fun. I gotta get me together. Because worrying about everybody else, I realize worrying about everybody else is putting a toll on me, because I've been helping them get through their stuff, helping everybody, and it's like I'm worrying about everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And my health is just getting worse, worse, worse.
I hate to say this, but fucking welcome to the club. Like, man, that shit is one of those things where, and if you ever had children, that shit just increases times 10. But it's like, and I don't know if you had this experience like growing up and got accustomed to it, but it's like, when you're young and you're hit with this adult responsibility of taking care of other people's needs, you grow up being a person who, it's not even like you care for the validation. It becomes a part of you.
Right.
And it's like by default, if they your mans or your girl, your guy, whatever, there's just this instinct, this response to be like, fuck it, I'll be there for you.
Right.
And it sucks when you're the person, it sucks when you become the person who becomes that strong friend that nobody checks on because you're that strong friend. It's like, people, and I've said this in previous episodes, but it's like, check on those strong people. Exactly. Like, they need the same check-ins that they give you.
Exactly.
Like, motherfuckers, this is why I prefer to check in physically over instead of fucking phones. But, right. Like, this is, it's important to do shit like that.
It definitely is.
Because it's like, once again, y'all don't know what that strong person be going through. I could say as a strong person myself, niggas have moments. I've been trying to fucking cry lately, and that shit does not fucking work. I think due to the trauma, and I don't even want to call it trauma, because I feel like I've healed. But I think due to the, this episode is not going the way that it should have been, but due to the experiences and the way that these situations were mediated, it's fucking difficult to cry now. Like, it's very fucking difficult to cry. Like, if I try to cry, bro, I'm getting at least two tears. And then that shit goes like, and I'm like, what the fuck, yo?
Right.
Like, for the past 2 or 3 months, I've been trying to cry. And there's been sessions in therapy. I'm like, ooh, I feel the need. And then that shit says, nope, I'm good. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Like, I don't know if it's a natural response that I've had to develop, but it's fucked up because I just really want to enjoy a nice cry.
Right.
Like, fuck. Just fuck, man.
Yeah. But yeah, it was fun. We're going down there. We're supposed to be going down there again next month.
Oh, shit.
But
plan ahead, sir.
Yeah, we already did that. We hopefully
plan
if everything goes good on their end,
mm-hmm.
we'll just have to worry about gas money because they'll be renting a car coming up here and getting us.
Perf. So fucking it.
Hopefully that goes well. If it doesn't, I have a backup plan. My cousin said he'll drive us down there. So
gotcha.
We'll just either have to worry about them.
How long is that drive down there?
It's a 2-3 hour ride? Yeah. By car.
Wow. So by the bus just made shit unnecessary. Wow. Yikes. Yeah.
So we that seems like a fun. We left DC at 7. Was it 7? No, it got pushed back to like 10.
No, well, because that gave you a chance to sleep.
Monte had a hair appointment to get his hair done. So, yeah. Yeah, so it got pushed back, but we left at like, I think we left at like 10:30.
Monte, if you're hearing this, boy, if you don't stop.
We got to Philly at like 12, 1 o'clock almost.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, we didn't. No. No, I'm lying. We got there at like 6.
What the fuck? Yeah, by bus. Never mind. Because if it was a direct car, you know, then exactly. It'll be a different way.
Exactly. And then once we got to Philly, one of Nay's friends' mother or grandmother, whoever, mm-hmm. drove us from Philly to mm-hmm. Williamsport.
Gotcha.
That was like 4 or 5 hours.
So how the fuck is it 3 hours from here to there then?
Because it's straight shot from here to there.
Fucking wow.
Yeah.
Yikes. Yeah. Yeah. Rental car? Much. Yeah,
exactly.
That should be a mandatory. Like. Exactly. God damn.
Yeah, so, but yeah, and the next time I won't be doing as much walking. I already told them that. However we do it, I won't be doing as much walking because I've been in pain.
Yikes.
Like, when I went to the hospital, I had the opportunity to get pain medication, like mm-hmm. Oxycontin or something, and mm-hmm. I turned it down because I know how that medicine can get addicting, and I know how I am. If I'm in pain, I'll take 2 or 3 of them at one time. And
gotcha.
You can't do that. So I was just like, turn it down. And the doctor was like, are you sure? I was like, yeah, I know how I am. I know how the medicine is. I'm turning it down.
Just smoke some weed, man.
I've been doing that.
Smoke some weed. Like, it's but like, get that good, need, good. That good, strong
man,
shit.
Man, I made edibles before I left.
Yikes.
Ooh, yikes. I ate one of them motherfuckers before we left. Yikes. Man, I was on that bus. I was like,
yikes.
I was like, bro, what the fuck? I was like, where the fuck are we going?
The moon landing like, going never that
happened. Way. So I said, how the fuck I get on this bus? Man, I was tripping. Then when we get down there, sheesh. Everybody wanted that piece of the edibles. So everybody ate one. They was tripping. I was asleep. I said,
yeah,
fuck
I should have fucking done shrooms, man. No, yeah. Actually, no, I'll take that back. With the shit that y'all had, no, never mind. Nah. Y'all did weed correctly.
Yeah,
if y'all did shrooms, y'all would have been, it may turn into, no, I ain't gonna put that on air.
It wouldn't have turned into no fucking orgy. Fuck that.
Yeah, you said that shit now. Nah. Trust me.
Maybe
them shrooms.
But not me. I
them shrooms.
Nah.
You begin to feel your body. You be like, what the man.
I would not have been in that. Cause that's crossing the line. Like, I see them as brothers and sisters, so it's not. I wouldn't want to cross that line. Now,
what they say, drugs do make you do a hell of a thing.
It does. I'm not saying if it happened, if it were to happen,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't enjoy it. But.
What the fuck?
But I wouldn't want that to be the main reason we go down there. The main reason, yeah. So
we just got high and went down to Pennsylvania to do an orgy. That's some
we'd like on Philly, man.
That's some wild shit.
But yeah, we definitely are planning to go down there next month.
Mm-hmm. What is next month? October?
Yep.
Fuck, October gonna be busy as fuck for me.
Yeah, they wanna do something around Halloween, so hopefully.
I wanna go to a fucking Halloween party this year.
Man,
I really do.
I don't like Halloween parties.
But COVID exists, and motherfuckers act like it don't. And exactly. I'm not about that life. Like, yeah, I'm not about that life.
Niggas gonna have mask on, but not have the mask on.
Exactly, man.
Coughing in people's face, touching shit, and then touching it. No.
And I ain't gonna lie. I recently got my Easy Pass. That shit already loaded with some money. I'm telling you, I already did my whole take my card and get the tune up and all that shit. Sir,
shit.
Sir,
New York trip,
sir,
New York trip,
New York.
Oh shit,
New York.
Just gotta remind me.
I will let you know. Cause trust me, I'm a little thrown off by the fact that recently they found some suitcases with some body parts in them in a park recently. But that wouldn't be New York if it didn't happen. You know, this is like some Law and Order shit.
But that's.
Some Law and Order shit, sir. Nah, that's like some First 48 shit. Fuck that.
That's
don't shit on my show. Don't shit on my show. Don't shit on my show.
Man, I don't know how y'all watch First 48.
That it's shit is, real shit, that
shit
nigga.
Man, that shit is weird.
Real shit. What the fuck? I'm a fan of fiction. But nigga, First 48, guess what day it is? First 48 Thursdays, my nigga. Get used to it, okay? Get fucking used to it. Fuck them criminal minds. Law and Order, you will always have a special place in my heart. No disrespect. But which fuck Law and Order.
Which Law and Order?
SVU.
Okay. Okay.
Because Benson is Bay. Fuck you talking about. You got. Oh, don't Dominique.
Ever.
Dominique.
Don't ever say fuck no disrespectful wrong with you. Shit like
fuck
that again.
Fuck wrong with you. Fuck wrong with you. That's my nice, no okay? That's my all cougar. Right, see, okay. That's my cougar. Okay, sir.
Here we go
my
with cougar. The bullshit.
Anyway,
you can have
Dominique,
the white girl.
Dominique?
No, you can't Dominique. Have Dominique.
You can't have Benson. I'm sorry.
You can't have Benson or Dominique.
You can't have Dominique, my nigga. You're going to give up one or the other. You're going to give up one or the other, sir.
I'm not giving up either
one.
You
need to give up one or the other,
sir. Just like you got Sims and the other chick.
Long as you know. From Joel. Long as you know.
Joel. Yeah.
Long as you know.
Exactly.
I don't care about Sam. Fuck Sam.
You can't have Sam. Fuck. Sam was never yours.
Fuck Sam.
Don't ever disrespect.
Fuck Sam. Okay.
Fuck Joel.
You got me fucked
Joel
up.
Joel was a hoe anyway.
Whoa.
I said what I said.
Don't come for my girl like that, bro.
Like I said,
don't come for my girl like that, bro.
Joel's a hoe.
See, that's why we say niggas want star shit, bro. Joel's niggas want star shit on a first 48 Thursdays. Watch this nigga. All right, keep playing. Disrespect my girl again.
I'm not worried.
Disrespect my girl again, bro. Okay. See what happened to Dominique. See what happened.
Ain't shit gonna happen to Dominique.
You gonna be like, bro, where you at? I'm in Philly, nigga. Fuck yeah, you talking right. about. Fuck is you talking about,
worried.
Nigga.
I got
fuck
people down there. About. I got fuck people down there.
Fuck is you talking
there.
About, nigga.
Call.
Fuck is you talking about, nigga. About I'm gonna be like, what's up, baby? Fuck yeah, you talking right. about? You want to take the kids shopping? Fuck is you talking about?
Oh, yeah. Okay, you got jokes, too.
Speaking of women, I'm 0-4 with fucking security guards, yo.
Damn.
I don't like these motherfuckers. They are Do I want to go this route? Let me think. Hold on. Let me take 5 seconds to think about it. Why? Do I want to go this route? Yeah, fuck that shit. I want the smoke. I don't appreciate them, man. First, it's the pretty one with the pretty eyes. Her intentions was bullshit. Then it's the one that want to lie and get abused by a boyfriend. Then it's just the motherfucker that just didn't make no sense. And now it's this motherfucker. I'm going to call Dreadhead. I don't understand why people lie, bro. If you got a man, don't begin to start talking to other people. And if your man works at the same company or an organization that the person you're interested in, and he comes to that building, don't try to talk to him. Don't, because that person could be very petty and childlike at times. And I told y'all people, this episode, we got to come with the bullshit. There's obviously some seriousness in it, but it's a blur's intermission. You know, there's some ratchetness and some righteousness.
Definitely is.
We did the righteousness. Now let's be fucking ratchet. Once again, I don't appreciate liars, though. I'm dead ass when it comes to that. Like, seriously, if you got a man, if you're interested in talking to somebody else, officially break it off.
Exactly.
When somebody asks you certain questions over and over, it's not because they're curious. It's because they already know the answer. They just want to know whether or not you're going to tell the truth. For an example, if you are driving a car and, you know, someone asks you, you know, is that your car or his car? But they asked you this months ago and you lied and said yours. But then when shit got sour and got real, you said it was his. Why lie? Why lie?
Because she wanted to be petty.
But you can't be petty. It's like, I get it. Guys sometimes ain't shit. I get it. I get it. I understand it. I used to be that. It's great sometimes. The shit that women reward you with when you treat them shitty. Oh my God. Look at the current dating system now. All you gotta do is treat them like shit and they give you the pussy. Am I lying?
No, cause
the dating scene, the dating scene is still the same. You trying to get yours before I get mine, and if I can get you and also pay sometimes, guess what? You still gonna give it to me.
Yeah.
Please know the difference between sarcasm and seriousness, people, because I think somebody really takes this shit seriously. It's not that serious. I'm being sarcastic. It shouldn't be like that. But once again, currently, it really is. I get you before you get me. And it's like, once again, don't be greedy.
Yeah.
Don't be greedy. Do not be greedy.
You gotta tell these females that over and over.
Cause. Woman. I don't call them females. Okay, woman. Yikes. Can't. Woman. But no. In all seriousness, though, I'll wrap this part up. But yeah, man. Don't do what niggas do. Okay. If you're gonna be a lady, continue to be a lady. I know what y'all ladies do, and I've already had this confirmed. And I ain't gonna go too deep into it, but I already know how y'all be putting men. The men y'all be talking to in the same room. Trust me, I already know about that. Shit. I already know about that. When I told a girl this, and I've been hip, but when I had a conversation with a girl about this past Sunday, she was like, how the fuck do you know that? I know, okay? I know. I've been bored up by women, okay? I love women. You think I ain't gonna study y'all and y'all intentions? Trust me, y'all worse than men.
Exactly.
Y'all are worse than men.
Exactly.
Y'all, once again, and we all know this, y'all fuck with emotion, okay? We just fuck to get our ego, okay? Exactly. Y'all hit, y'all. I ain't gonna share a business, but I had a person talk to me today, and this guy basically stood her up. She wants to fuck this guy up, like not even jokingly. She wants to fuck him up. Guess where she from?
DC.
New York.
Oh,
oh,
so you know she ready. She on
bro,
that.
She said she wanted to throw hands, okay?
She on that Remy Ma status. Like,
man, shit. And talk about Remy. Shouts out to the queen, man. Her body transformation. Shouts out to Papoose, man. Y'all been holding it down.
Fuck that nigga Papoose.
Whoa. Papoose, fuck him up. Don't fuck me up.
You don't want that smoke, Pap.
You talking big shit. Yikes.
I will take your girl from you. Oh. Make a sex video and send it to you.
Yo, Papoose. That's Chauncey. That's not me. That's
fucked up.
I don't want that smoke. I'm easier
smoke.
To stand out in New York. I don't want that smoke.
He does want that smoke.
I don't. No, the fuck,
the
I don't.
He's the one who told me to say it.
Oh, Dominique told me. Well, don't fuck ever you talk just, about.
See,
fuck
here
you
we go. All right, we ain't about to keep doing this. We ain't about to keep coming from my women, bro. We're not about to keep coming from my women. We already told you. Apparently, Rhonda was sold to you. You bought her.
Once again, I don't buy women, sir.
Apparently, you did.
I don't.
Was sold to you.
Rhonda is yours.
No,
she has always been yours.
Matter of
fact, that's a brotherhood between all three of y'all. You and Dan, you and her. That's a brotherhood, okay? That's a brotherhood, okay?
Had her, I don't want any parts.
You had her first, he had her second.
I never had her.
Hey, you seen them booty cheeks like it was groceries, bro.
No, the fuck, I wasn't.
This man is cheesing and smiling and blushing right now.
I don't put my mouth anywhere near anyone's ass.
I wish we had a fucking camera set up right now. Cause if y'all can see this nigga's face right now, y'all would just understand.
I've never eaten ass.
What they say? Never ever. Never say ever.
Never say never.
Never say never. That's it. Never say ever. What the fuck am I on? This is why we don't do things high as much.
Never say never.
All right. I'm trying to think. Is there anything else? I think this is going to be just. I think the episode. The title of this episode. It's going to be the warm-up.
Oh,
this is the warm-up. Because We didn't even dive into the actual topic that was supposed to be discussed
definitely
today.
Didn't.
And that's perfectly fine. I'm just happy to sit down in a space and just shoot the shit. It really feels like it's been a fucking long time. Like it. Yeah. I'm looking forward to Saturday. I'm looking forward to these next recordings. And I'm going to try to hit up this fat nigga and see what this nigga doing. I feel like he could come with some heat for the Superstitious episode.
Oh.
Or the 20s, but then again, this is Daniel. We'll see how that goes, people. Yeah, fuck that. Yeah, it's going to be the warm-up. You're going to build up.
That's if he don't come hot. Well,
this nigga always come out.
He supposedly been clean for, I think, like a month now, I guess.
Nope, I'll let him stay from around me then, because I don't want nobody to relapse. Yeah. I'm trying to think. Is there anything else I want to share? I could quickly do the blur talk, but... That's unnecessary.
Yeah, it's just a warm up. So
it's unnecessary. So with that being said, people, as I said, consistency will be happening. I ain't going to speak too much on it. I'll let the action speak for itself. And as always, man, until next time.